A lot of people across the state are aware of changes underway at the Honolulu Museum of Art. Final interviews for a new director are wrapping up today. They've yet to choose a realtor for the Spalding House, but they do expect to close on that by the end of the year. In the UH system, there are new gallery directors both at Kapi'olani Community College's Koa Gallery and on the Manoa campus. So there are a lot of changes on the arts horizon. Let's start by taking a look at the State Art Museum, HISAM, and at the State Foundation on Culture and the Arts. The throngs enjoying First Fridays at the Hawaii State Art Museum, HISAM, have been growing, and more of them are actually in the galleries looking at art. A lot of changes on the inside are making these events possible. Jonathan Johnson's been executive director of the State Foundation on Culture and the Arts, SFCA, since 2014.
Over the last 5 years, looking at all of our systems that we do and revamping them.
One change involves the $500,000 worth of state biennium grants the SFCA administers. These grants reach deep into communities across the state.
Staff rallied together and said, okay, how can we administer this as simply as possible and cut out all the red tape?
SFCA simplified the process, and applicants were told requests would be funded in full, and if they asked for the same amounts they always get, they would all be funded. All applicants sent a representative, so adjudication became a peer review process. The applications were ranked.
We funded fully the grant application amounts as far as we could get down with the priority of underserved rural reach and how broad is the reach of that grant application. So it's much more focused, but much more money. It's a big change, and it will be significantly different. And some ways that that happens is, for example, Hawaii U Symphony.
Hawaii U Symphony usually got about $7,000. This year, they're getting $15,000, which will allow musicians to audition students around the state in person, then fly the student to weekly rehearsals in Honolulu.
I wish we had more money.
There's been a lot of turnover, and soon another state job in the arts is coming up, collections manager for the Art in Public Places program. Karen Ewald is the director there. She's also in charge of HISAM.
It's kind of an experiment. We're seeing what sticks, but so far, everything that we've been doing has stuck. Like, once I hired Allie, it happened very fast.
Ewald hired Ali Ishikuni of Mori by Art and Flea to produce First Fridays.
Yeah. Our attendance went up
110%.
110%, yeah. Which is great because...
We went from 38,000 before she started to now we're at high 70s.
Yeah.
So now the barricades are down and the garden's open.
People love going into the sculpture garden. It's
during the day?
Yeah, during the day they take selfies.
HISAM's Artisan Cafe is hopping at lunchtime, and all 111 schools across the state that requested art services will get artists in the schools this year. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.